All right, next question. How do I know if I am a hypocrite?
You have to, you know, see all these long, these questions, you know, subhanAllah, it's too difficult. Well, Sheikh is going to answer it.
Actually, for an individual to know if he's a hypocrite or not, your actions are enough to tell you whether you are a hypocrite or not. Your actions are the simplest proof for an individual to know whether he or she is a hypocrite or not. And actually, hypocrisy is very, very serious. And they will even suffer more serious punishment on the day of judgment than the unbelievers. So, that's why we have to be very careful. Check your actions. Every Muslim, every conscious Muslim knows whether he or she is a hypocrite or not because of your actions. Although there are hadiths of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that are telling us about the qualities of the hypocrite. إِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذَبْ. When he talks, he lies. وَإِذَا وَعَدَ أَخْلَفْ. When he makes promises, he always fails. وَإِذَا أُوْتُمِنَ خَانْ. Whenever he is entrusted, he betrays. These are some of the signs or the qualities of the hypocrites. But definitely your actions are enough to tell you whether you are a hypocrite or not.
There's a book, I don't know if you can get it anymore because I think it's out of print. It might be available on the internet in some places. It's a very nice book. And actually I spent about a year and a half going through this book in circles regularly. And it's called 30 Signs of the Hypocrites by Ayad al-Qarni. It's a really beautiful book. And he mentions the 30 signs of the hypocrites. And it's really, if you can get hold of that, very, very, very beneficial because it's something we have to be worried about. And I just wanted to add one little thing that I think, subhanAllah, should make us think. Because there was a time when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was told by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the names of the munafiqeen. And these are the pure hypocrites. Because there's two types of hypocrisy. There's the hypocrisy in belief, which is the pure hypocrite. You know, the one who pretends to be Muslim? They actually pretend to be Muslim. Like Abdullah ibn Sabah, who's the one who's attributed to have invented, you know, and urged on the sectarianism of the Shia. He's the one who invented it. He was a Jew who entered into Islam with the intention of destroying it. This is the pure hypocrite. And in the time of the Prophet, there were people who just pretended to be Muslim to get some benefit. So these are the people who are in the deepest part of the hellfire. But then there is hypocrisy in action. Nifaq al-amal, which is the hypocrisy in action. That means that if you, and this is what the Shaykh mentioned, when he speaks, he lies. When he makes a promise, he breaks it. When he's trusted with something, he betrays it. When he argues, he does so in a licentious manner. So whoever has one of those has a branch of hypocrisy. Whoever has all of them is a pure hypocrite. So this is like a branch of hypocrisy. But when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was revealed the names of the hypocrites, Umar, and he told, the Prophet actually told one sahaba, Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman, yes? Yes, he told Hudhayfa. He was the sahaba, and when Umar heard, Ibn al-Khattab heard that Hudhayfa knew, he went to Hudhayfa, he said, am I one of them? Am I one of them? And Hudhayfa said, no Umar, you are not. And you are the last one after that. Because then he knew everyone would come and ask him. So this shows also that the sahaba was so afraid of hypocrisy. They were so afraid that their deeds will not be acceptable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were afraid of that. You know? So, mashallah that brother or sister wrote that question. You know? And this is a sign of being a believer that you are always questioning yourself. Are my deeds acceptable? Am I really worshipping Allah the way He wants to be worshipped? This is a very good sign. And the one who thinks, I'm so pious, I'm so holy, I'm so great, that's the one really, is the one who is in the biggest danger. Wallahu alam.